All right, hello, welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. My name is Zach, and I have Tom and Kohai at my new abode, my new house in Mona Vale. We've just stuffed our face, so we're going to be feeling a bit sore and sorry for ourselves once we record here. But we caught up with Tom Waterhouse last week, so hopefully, if you haven't heard that, it's very interesting. He's not everyone's cup of tea, but he's super interesting and didn't knock back any questions we had for him, did he?
No, he was good. He was good. That was at your old place, now in the new place, which is pretty nice, and had a bit of a blackout in the middle, but he was nice enough to come back and finish up. No, he was pretty good, and just like us, loves talking punting, so that's always good.
We could have started about an hour ago, but we have just been talking punting as I welcome in Kohai.
Boys, what's happening?
How are you feeling? What are you doing? Bit of form?
No, I'm just checking the injury list for the upcoming season.
Oh, God.
How keen are you?
I'm pumped. Yeah.
Well, were you super pumped when the Indigenous game happened and then a bit flat?
I was.
I loved the haka and then I was iffy on the game.
It's so not surprising that it ended up a draw. I don't know why, but you know, your city countries, your All-Stars games, they used to be notoriously draws. And
I don't want draws in any sport.
I totally agree. And when that happened, I was a little bit flat. And then this kind of, the trials started happening and it's all guns are blazing.
How good has it been though? Normally say the Charity Shield and that, but
yeah,
the scene, like even like some of the shit footage that's come through, you don't even care. You're like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. Like, I'll watch it. Yeah. And everyone's still talking about it. Like, go to work. Oh, yeah, good to see this guy come through.
Yeah.
Good to see him. Good to see Manly get pumped.
Please. All right, well, we'll probably to kick off the beginning of the podcast, we'll talk footy and all that's happening, and then if you're a racing fan, we'll kick into that, put that in the time codes if you want to skip to that, if you're a degenerate like myself. In the next week or so, I think the first game is next Thursday, we're going to touch base with Dean from the NRL Roast, give a bit of a preview. I'm also trying to get Darcy Lussick on. He's going to call out a few people as well that he wants to punch in the face. Nathan Peets is trying to get it as well. He'd like to get them both on at the same time because they're pretty good mates. And Nathan Peets is a big troll. Along with that, there is another special guest that I'm trying to get on, and he's a poker professional. For anyone who also degenerates, Kohai enjoys his cards as well. This bloke's name's Cale Burns. He's the biggest high roller pretty much in Australia. This guy travels the world playing $250,000 buy-ins, $500,000 buy-ins, all that sort of gear, trying to get him on. So he might be a bit different, but he's got some hectic stories. I know that he literally flies around and takes people for millions. So hopefully that'll happen in the next couple of weeks as well. But I want to kick off with some footy chat. And unfortunately, we're going to start with Manly. We're also going to start with the unfortunate injury to Mr. Tom Trbojevic's good hamstring. I know it was, whatever, 10 days ago or something, but Kohai, how big of a loss is he to our club in the next, for the first couple of games? I understand the trial, we got pumped by the Tigers, which is sus, but we were missing a lot of players. We were missing DCE, Foran, Jake, Dylan Walker, but it's still not a good sign.
It's not. It's not at all. Like, I mean, from what I can gather, watching that trial, I need to watch it again, to be honest, but I think the Tigers, Madge is really putting the screws onto this new young side of his, and it's working.
Yeah.
Like, they looked fit. They looked good.
They've had shit put on him for 3 months.
Correct.
Or whatever, or more.
Yeah, correct. But, and I think, yeah, he's tightened the screws, and everyone would, like, you could point a few fingers at, like, Leilua paid really well. Luciano, I'm speaking of.
James Roberts.
Yeah, James Roberts.
He's in a good headspace, so I'm real. If he is in a good headspace, he can be one of the best centers.
Apparently, he's living with David Nofaluma, and
he's
said
a legend.
Never enjoying footy more.
Yeah, that's good. That's
good. And we want to see Jimmy the Jet healthy.
Of course.
And like that first two seasons, his breakout years were scintillating. Yeah. Like his electric speed, you know, we want to see that James Roberts back, breaking lines, scoring tries.
Yeah.
And we saw a little glimpse of that on the weekend.
Yeah. He's got a good try, I think.
But I think Tigers are looking on the up, Manly.
Traditionally,
on the
like Tigers, like a slow team, but it's great to see him have the Jet. But also, just Madge, how good's Madge at like just getting a team fit? And
yep.
you said it, like Jimmy the Jet, Luciano, I mean, sorry, the other Leilua, Joey, some guys that have struggled at other
he's
clubs.
He's lost 10 gigs, hasn't he, Joey?
Being fit and that, but Madge is like the perfect guy just to beat them. I don't think Manly. You can't like dwell on it too much. No.
Well, I didn't watch it. I was moving, so I want to. That's why I was trying to get input from you boys. So I didn't see much or highlights. But was it really that bad? I saw Ben had a run. Ben scored a try. Ben also got trampled on.
I think.
welcome to first grade.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was over. I don't want to say we looked unfit, but it almost kind of came across that way. A lot of very sloppy defence, hence the points that we'll put
on
us.
It's unusual for a Dez team to be unfit.
You know what the thing is, I think, is like we talk about it so much, is you guys have spent so much money on Cherry, the Turbos, now Foran.
Lost
that, like that money is like got to come out of somewhere. And I think your depth shows that it's... like some of your reserve graders are just not up to NRL standard where other
Correct.
Teams are sort
well,
of...
Well, I mean, we saw that last year where we were the number one team for using the least amount of players within the organisation, which is unfortunate because we lack depth and...
My dog's playing footsies with Tom. He's just every time he moves his foot.
I thought you were coming on to me.
it was me just sliding up your leg. But Fanua Blake is a massive loss for Manly, right? Because 100%. I think Tapau might get found out a bit. Tapau's got one of the greatest stats as a prop, but he's also had the size of Fanua Blake doing a lot of the hard yards where he could just hit up, offload and whatnot. We've got Paseka and those sort of guys.
I think Paseka will be good for us.
But he's no Fanua Blake.
No. He's an up-and-coming forward. He's young. He seems fit. I think what really worries me is the number nine role.
Mate allegedly coming back anytime soon.
He's still being stood down. So yeah.
He's still training and stuff, though.
He's still training, but he can't...
Well, what happens with, like, Schuster? Like, there was rumours that he might play 13. Well, is there a role for Foran and Schuster? Can Schuster play 6, Foran play 9, like they were talking about early? Or is Kieran too weak? Like, he's such a liability. Like,
I'm so scared if Foran goes down in game 1 or 2. Like, where do we turn? I don't want Dylan Walker back at 6. That can't be our go.
But I think Schuster is a good... progressively, I don't think we throw him in 13. I think he is the perfect kind of backup alongside Cherry.
Kate Cust out as well.
Well, yeah, losing him on the weekend was tough, and now we've literally got no number nines.
Yeah, Cade's tough, and anyone named Cade loves a blue, so we know
it's
someone's
What
tough.
About Big Saddler as well? He played in the Indigenous game, and he looks like
He's a monster.
He's like,
big.
I don't think he got any game time last year, but Desi might unleash him.
Yeah, and I don't know. Who knows what he's going to do with, like, young Trbojevic. I know he got a run on the weekend.
Scored a try.
Bit iffy in defence. Don't know. I think he was... Was he playing fullback?
No, it was that Dogs recruit, and they reckon...
What was Ben playing?
Is it Harper?
I think Ben was playing centre.
Was he? Okay. Yeah. I was he only might, saw highlights.
They reckon he'll start for Turbo.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So not too much to take out of. Another trial, though, and I also, once again, didn't get to see it, but saw a photo of your boys, the Storm. I saw their bench. Sickening. Like, it was Adokar, Paps, like, every single big name sitting on the bench. I don't know who they had out on the field. You guys are... Freaking strong force. So talk to me at that trial, and also Mr. Jerome Hughes signing again for, taking a pay cut.
Yeah, well, Cohen and I were talking just before we came on. Out of that trial, Harry Grant and Finucane look like they'll miss the first month. But you're right, we've got a lot of depth. I mean, Cheese comes into 9 straight away. Tui or Nelson, who was on the bench, can come straight into the starting team. And I think they've done well. Like, I know they've lost Tino. They've lost Sully. They've lost Cameron Smith. But
have they?
Well,
his locker still has his name and everything.
I don't think he's in Melbourne. Harry's out for the first month. Maybe
Cameron. He's back.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
But I think they've done well. I think Remus looked like he played pretty well. Even that young Dean bloke, the Victorian, had got a start on the wing and scored a try. He looked really good as well.
I think
Remus Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, Remus was playing centre for a bit with Brenko.
You guys have... And you got, like... I love Justin Olam.
Like,
just a tough-as-nails centre. Yeah.
If I recall, like, I looked at the team sheet before watching that trial, and the Knights were pretty much playing a 95% squad. You guys were pretty much playing a 95% squad, and
it was hardly everyone were on the field.
No, oh yeah, but it was a walk in the park still for Melbourne in the end.
What I love seeing Harry Grant grubbering for Nelson. I don't know where Tex Hoy at fullback was, but I don't think I would have been anywhere near Nelson running through for a grubber.
That's a freight train.
Don't you think it's funny with fullbacks how we've got lots of good fullbacks, but there's a difference between Teddy, Minicello, Turbo, those top-tier fullbacks positional-wise. Darius Boyd was great at it too. You look at the other guys.
Billy Slater,
who hit this one, that's who I meant to think of, but fullback's so key, and there's so many, they go missing. Like you just said, where was like Tex Hoy, or where was these guys? So those top-notch fullbacks, fuck, they're amazing.
But I think
two of us are Sheck.
It shows the defence. It shows the attack as well. Like, and I know Cameron Smith, like as soon as he'd see the fullback in the line, be like, bang, here we go.
Yeah, smart. What about Suwali? I saw a bit of, he was playing for the Bears, was he?
I think third touch, scored a try.
Was it the Bears?
Yeah.
So he's 17 still. They're trying their best. I don't know if it's been approved or whatever, but get him to be able to play this year. I heard Robbo say today or yesterday that he wants him. He goes, look, he might not start or whatever, but I want him to be available to get him in there. He looks massive. I saw him getting interviewed, I think it was by Danny Widler, who also loves getting his head in camera. One of the most annoying things to watch. But he towered over Danny. And I think I heard Danny say that he's 5'10", 5'11", so while he was massive over him. So he got whacked a few times. Obviously, he's going to. People are going to have a target on him. He's the next big thing. Let's put a shot on him and, you know, whatever. But he looked good.
Yeah, man, he's going to be great. But
he's going to fill out a bit more as well.
He's massive as well.
Like, he's a bit more of a beam ball, right?
He looks like a bit of like a Tom Trbojevic at the age. Like, he's, what is he, six? I don't know.
17 years.
Yeah. Turns 18, horse's birthday. So he might not be able to. He might not be able to play till then. But then they either need to change the rule or not let him play. I don't think they can make an exemption for
him. They can't? That's what they're trying to do, aren't they?
I don't think they should. I'd look, honestly, if they said you can play first grade the year you turn 18, I'd have no problems with. But for everyone, make it fair. But just to change the rule for him, I don't think that's
fair. I think it's ridiculous.
Why the rule?
I think there was a couple of players that were, like when the under-21s was happening, that were coming in and getting injured.
Right.
And not, because they've never played like against blokes, you know. They've just played against
Freddie
stuff like
debuted
that.
At 16.
Yeah,
didn't he?
But he was playing like reserve. Like it was 16, back in the 17. Day, you'd play like
you'd play
reserve grade. I mean, you'd play.
It's like playing Colts, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be playing old men, So.
Yeah, true. Well, okay. He carved. What is it? Two tries. Got whacked a few times, mate. He'll probably be.
He'll learn a lot from that game.
But it might
then
be
again, you know,
well,
when he comes up against like Latrell Mitchell or something, they're just going to waste him and on purpose. They're just going to be aiming for him.
But it might be
first grade.
It might be a perfect thing. They got the Morris boys there. Just have a year, just learning the craft, and then
I love how they're still going.
Put him on the wing. I think they were both going to retire last year, but they're going
the
so
extension.
Well. Yeah.
So they had the maddest year last year, didn't they?
Yep. How many years is Suwali on for? 4 years.
But there's so many clauses in that. I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time.
I don't know.
Playing for the Tars by the end of the year.
Not after the weekend. Adam Reynolds, I want to mention too. So Adam Reynolds is super popular, right? Best kicking game going around. They say tough as nails for a young, small fella. He's in an amazing squad this year. I think they're pretty close to winning the comp, I reckon, the Bunnies. Do they sign? I think he's pretty desperate to sign like the four-year deal, try and get in there for life. Do they sign him? Well, I think yes.
I don't think they
but
will.
I know. They're putting the heels in, eh?
Well, it's such a thing, like, what, I think he's 30, 31.
30?
I think he's the same age as I. So
he's been around, hasn't
31,
he?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, do you risk it, though? You don't want to be stuck with a player. Like, if he plays three really good years and he's very injury-prone, like, if he's then cooked for a year and you're taking that much money out of your cap.
Is Reynolds injury-prone?
Massively, I think.
I don't remember when he was
He's had some big injuries.
Has he?
But I think I'm totally with you. I think it's a bit of a liability to take on from a club standpoint.
Mm.
3 year deal. I think year to year, I could totally understand. Yeah, and you'd probably
year to year.
You'd probably still offer him the same money throughout, depending on how fit you are. And
no one wants to be 30 and sign year to year.
Correct. That
look at Chock Watmo.
Well, look at what, sign look me at up what when I'm Cam McInnes did. Like, he just wanted to get the deal done, and Dragons wouldn't even talk to him. And he's like, fine, I'll just go sign with the
Sharks.
Sharks.
Someone else.
Someone else. I was just reading, though. They've given him a new offer.
Who?
Reynolds. So
is it 3 years?
I don't know if it's 3 years now, but your mate James Hooper writes the article.
Oh, God.
Such a tool.
Something just doesn't pass the pop test.
Oh, he's such a wanker.
He's such a knob.
Well, that's good. I think he's key for that sort of team. He plays the footy they want to play, and I think he's pretty popular with Cody Walker, Latrell, Alex Johnson.
I guess the question is, if they don't offer the deal, a long-term deal,
who
so
do
to
they
speak,
have?
I mean, who? Where does he go? Where would you?
Well, I'll take it, man. I'm just reading old mate's article. Is wherever Wayne ends up, because they reckon him and Wayne are thick as thieves.
So he's going to the Ipswich Jets or whatever it's called. That's where Wayne's going to end up, isn't he?
Firebirds.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's going to
the bin chickens.
The Brisbane bin chickens.
How long did you say before I remember Finucane, Harry Grant? How long is he out?
I think they're both out for a month.
I think I just read then that Harry Grant 4 weeks, Finucane 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So Harry Grant is their long term prospect, right? Probably got 10 years there. What does Cheese do? This Cheese is going to get offered a stack to go to the Warriors or something, isn't he?
Well, I think how quick the game is going, I reckon Cheese will be a perfect number 13, and he said he's happy to play 13 for a bit more money, so whether the Storm fork out a bit more...
But you've got Finucane,
But I think the way Finucane's going as well, he's playing more of a prop role as well. You want and a more mobile team. As well. Yeah. Imagine a 1-2 punch, like a real the way the game's going... Harry Grant, run out of dummy half, Cheese, and just having that option.
I don't think Cheese is a dummy half. The way he plays, you know, he comes on, he goes to dummy half, and that's what I mean. Yeah. But he's not really a dummy half.
He's not really a kicking type.
I think
it's
like a number one sort of situation, like everyone wants to play fullback for the money. I think it's just Cheese
is
playing number nine.
Cheese at fullback then. I was like,
fuck,
he
could do it.
Imagine the run-up. Imagine the leg power. Ben Hunt, you said you wanted to talk about the Dragons. He's out. He's their captain.
I'm the captain now.
What's going on? Are they just...
Who else they got? Who else would be captain?
Stand by. I couldn't tell you three.
Well, you've lost Frizzell.
Corey,
you have
Norman,
to remember.
No, thanks.
Yeah, Norman, definitely not.
I'll mention Norman.
Paul Vaughan, is he still there?
Paul Vaughan would have been one, yeah. But
Vaughan's gone, isn't he?
No, Vaughan stayed.
Vaughan stayed. Frizzell went.
But I think he's the only option. But by the sounds of it, like, Anthony Griffin just loves...
Jack Bird's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
Loves Ben Hunt. He loves Corey Norman, and he loves...
Does he love Corey Norman?
Who's the other guy? They just signed the hooker, McCulloch. They all played for him under-19s or under-21s when they won the comp or lost
they
the
don't
final.
Have... They haven't signed Dufty, have they?
No.
It's like their best player.
He's going... So, I remember Clarkey posted a 10 fullbacks.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And Dufty was definitely on that list.
He has to be signed. He's their best.
Well, now the fact that Jerome Houston gets signed by the Warriors might make Dufty a priority signing. Well, he might replace Tuivasa-Sheck.
I mean, there's a chance that Nico Hines is also on that list. So. Yeah.
If you're doing your same game multis, he has to be like
so good.
Your main like
to score a try.
I will say in the Charity Shield, they look cooked. They look cooked after the first 20 minutes. But one guy who was just trying so hard, and I think he'll be the Dragons' best this year is Jack Bird.
Really?
I think he played centre, but
he's got a lot to prove, doesn't
good.
He, I think?
He's injury prone.
He's so injury prone. Like, I think he got told before he played first grade, he's got this, like, bone condition, and, like, he's susceptible to all these issues playing footy. And that
Ravalawa, Zach Lomax, Pereira, they're all pretty good players.
But yeah, but...
I don't know. But even Adam Clune, he did all right last... Well, towards the end, but mate, Dragons are.
I think it just lacks depth, doesn't it? Really, like
massively.
$51
for the comp.
No, thanks, man. I'll give you $100.
Are they your wooden spooners?
Yeah, for me it is.
Zach?
They're actually second on the market for most losses.
And I think after the game on Saturday, I think.
Oh, they've gone down equal. Yeah, right. Because it was Brizzy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Seibold. Just did a podcast with Tristan Cannell. What are your thoughts on Seibold? Is he ever going to be back in the NRL, or is he just going to be like an advisor, maybe do a bit of union or whatever? Can he come back and head up?
I think he'll be an assistant
club?
Coach for a while. I don't think a team's going to let him take the reins.
I think
not for a long time anyway.
Yeah. Did you see his quote that Hello Sport put out?
A few other people, yeah.
In regards to what has been said about my coaching style, I think I'm an easy one to have a go at because I'm educated and being an academic and being a lecturer at university and so on.
It's a weird retort.
Professor Anthony Seibold, he was pretty disliked, wasn't he?
What was his name? The Tigers guy that played from Joe off for Hangawi.
Oh, yeah. He came out, didn't he?
He was just like, he just wanted us to do all these random structure things that none of the players understood. And you can see, like, he understands the game and that and wants to operate on a higher level, but so much of it is connecting with the players. And if the players aren't playing for you, that's half the battle.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, and on top of that, I think the morale was low at that Brisbane side as well. So it all
culminates with the Bronx this year.
It all culminates, and long story short, no one wanted to play with each other. The team did shithouse. You know, the results speak for itself, but I think him out of the organisation is a step probably in the right direction.
It's actually, it's funny, if last year was a full year, the Broncos would have gone down with one of the worst seasons in NRL history.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they were lucky they're in a COVID year at a finish with the spoon. Like, it could have gotten a lot worse.
A 20-round season, yeah.
Big one as well, Croft has been given the 7 ahead of Dearden. Where they keep saying Dearden's the future. I mean, Croft, I think Brody Croft's all right, but, like, give it a... Like, surely, if you keep in Dearden, but there was talk that Dearden went up and saw the Cowboys last week.
Oh,
and
really?
And when Clifford goes to the Knights next year, Dearden might go straight to the Cowboys, and maybe they got word of that, and they go, all right, we better stick with Croft.
I mean, yeah, Croft was so mediocre. I don't want to, you know, give him so much shit because I think he has potential. I think he does. I think last year really, really did harm to his future, so to speak.
A bit weird. It was a bit sus, that whole thing. Like, they put him under the pump there, eh?
Yeah, big time. Like, I mean, the pressure was intense.
Yeah.
Like, after, what, 5 rounds, he got dropped, got brought back in, dropped again, and like, it was real back and forth stuff, and that does wonders.
I'm glad I'm not a Broncos fan. Look, I can cop losing, but the way it was all, the shitstorm that was going on.
They reckon they'll announce the new Brisbane team as well within the next couple of months. Like, apparently it's a sure thing. There'll be the Brisbane team, as we've all thought. But they reckon...
God, they can't even... They might even announce it. They're getting another team.
They might even announce it during Magic Round. We'll get a new team in Queensland in a couple of years.
I think the team like an Ipswich or whatever needs...
Redcliffe.
That's the one I mean. Redcliffe. That too. That's huge and they get a lot of cash.
As soon as, they sign up, they'll be the richest club and they've already got 20,000 members like that. Got their own stadium. The A-League have been playing out of that stadium for a while.
That's bad.
Been holding crowds and it looks pretty sick.
Go to the Trots and sink some beers beachside and go to the game, eh?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That we were going to mention Corey Norman before. So as much as, you know, he's a bit of a goose, he got fined and suspended for a couple of games for that blue he had with Seguiaro. Him and Seguiaro got picked on. Seguiaro racially vilified, called whatever. They were with some girls. And then they got jumped by like 4 dudes.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? I understand. There's all those sort of thing. There's a lot of jobs where you, I guess, can't fight back or you're told not to do it or you can't touch or whatever. Mm. What's he supposed to do?
Well, I'm pretty sure...
There's video footage of it all.
There was chat that the cops actually came out and were really dirty, really dirty that he'd been seen to be doing the wrong thing.
Right.
Because he'd been jumped. And what are you supposed to do when you get jumped? Like,
well, his mate was getting jumped. He's like, what, he's just going to let him get flogged?
Yeah.
Does my head in. Like, as much as footy players, and as much as, you know, we can put shit on them, they're going to get targeted every time they go out. I used to see footy players all the time. I don't obviously target them because I'm infatuated with them, but there's always going to be some pissed idiot trying to have a go at them or something.
Benji used to talk about as well, going to Macca's, like when at midnight or something, all these drunk people there just having a go at him. Yep. Like, he's like, I got to go. Otherwise, they're going to just keep coming at me.
Uber Eats is the greatest thing to happen.
Mm. To him, it is. Gal is having a blue with, what's his name? Big Daddy Brown or whatever the hell his name is.
Did you hear what he said? He was talking about he's now, he called him bitch titties.
Yeah,
I did. He's got his bitch tits and he said his wife's bra wouldn't even fit him.
Oh dear.
That's good.
I think is he this just the wants one, to die.
Gal. Is this, well, Gal's, everyone says he's going to get killed by Hunt. It was amazing, right? So this guy is an actual boxer, actual heavyweight, can blue. Looks Does like, he get done here?
He's getting a bit old, but so's Gal, so I don't know. I'm
big money for it too, I think. Is there a market open for it?
I mean, all props to him from that last bout, but like, how far do you go? Imagine if he won this, does he just go for titles now? Like,
Gal can fight though. It's not like Gal can't. It's not like he can't fight. He can't blow.
And no disrespect to Hunt as well, but he didn't look like he prepared much for it.
Oh no,
but sometimes some of these lads just want to cash in. Like, yeah. The money I spent for that All Star Fight Night was the worst money I've ever spent in my whole life. It was embarrassing. All right, what else we got? Cordner, what's he back? Game round 12, if coming back. There was chat that he might just hang him up. To me, he doesn't have anything to prove. He's won premierships. He's captain his state, country. He's done it all.
I think he should retire.
What is he, 30-ish?
Yeah, that ballpark.
Must be 30.
He probably late 20s, early 30s, that range.
I think get him into coaching, get him a gig or something, just get straight.
He'd be ready to.
He'd probably be making more money at the Chooks, not under a salary cap as well, like being under a salary cap. But, mate, the Chooks will do right by him. If it might be just a thing where he goes, look, I got 12 games, I want to finish on my own terms, play a few games and retire. But it might be a thing after 12 weeks, he might be refreshed and be sweet to go. But. Like, who knows?
Surely one knock to the head and that's it, though.
Yeah, and that would be a weird way to play footy.
Yeah.
Knowing that, I can't go there. I can't have that hit up. I can't go there.
Yeah.
Worried.
But just I don't think you'd do that. He'd just keep going.
He'd go gun-ho. 110%.
You can tell deep down. You can tell deep down he doesn't want to stop.
All right, did anyone watch the Rugby Union on the weekend? Tars, it got done 61-10. Biggest loss I believe they've had. Did I have $4 on 51 plus for the Tars to lose at $51? Yep, sure did. Embarrassing though, no Michael Hooper. When you think of someone of his caliber, Wallaby captain, freak, cashing in with Kieran Reid over in Japan, your hometown, Kohai,
cashing in the
yen. We need him back.
All that dong.
Did you boys watch any, or have you watched any? Any rugby at all?
Zero.
Brumbies are sick. Brumbies are good. Reds are pretty good. James O'Connor is captain, I think, at the moment. The coverage from Stan Sport is really good. But it pales to anything else. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's cool because it's on. But calm NRL, like, stuff that you wouldn't catch me watching it. I loaded up what's called downloaded Stan Sport free for a month. I won't be continuing it.
Yeah.
The best thing I've been doing is watching the games from
the highlights
from 2000 and 2005 and stuff. I posted that Barbarians team versus the Wallabies. See, that would be an amazing game to watch right now. I'd happily watch that from start to finish, right? Tommy, you were saying that you loved their back three. We think of Barbarians. We think Percy Montgomery, one of the greats. Joe Rococo, freak. Rico Gear, Jean de Villiers, Brian Habana, Francis Stain, Fauri Dupree. That's the back line.
Yeah,
freaks. Wallaby back line, still pretty sick too. James O'Connor, Lottie Takiri, Ryan Cross. Interesting. Adam Ashley Cooper, Digby Ioane, who was a freak. Quade Cooper, Brett Sheehan, Rats boy.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
And then you go to this Waratahs team. I think I can...
What, you got Sam Norton Knight still going around?
Mate, he'd be at least a name I know. Jack Maddox.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Tepe Moroa. What, didn't he play like prop for the Eels?
What's he playing? Is he playing for the Tars?
Yeah, he's the inside centre.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Did he play on the weekend? He won't be
yeah,
back.
He was playing the inside centre on the weekend.
Didn't know that. How did Bunavalu go for the Reds?
I think he came off the bench and he almost scored a try, like, from a long kick. I saw a highlight of it. I haven't seen much else, but, yeah.
What?
Really nothing. But there's a bit of chat. Cora Beattie might be going overseas as well.
Yeah, we don't need that.
New.
What was really good for rugby, and this is what I talked to Ben Alexander about too, was Sunday Arvo 4 o'clock games when everyone's watching it, right? If you got Wallabies v the All Blacks, Sunday Arvo 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock,
yeah.
I'm gonna watch the entire game.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what do? We draw. Didn't we draw, then get pumped,
yep.
Then draw again? Or something like that? Or because he missed a few games to win, like a few kicks to win.
Because we definitely had three draws in the series, didn't we?
Yeah, it was two or three.
Didn't we draw? Well, I thought
we drew against Argentina.
That's what I'm talking about. The draw against the All Blacks, that game was so good. But you know what? Like I've said it a million times, you look back and these players, you look Who was the forward pack in this Australian team? 2008, Richard Brown, he was tough. George Smith, Dean Mum, Hugh McMenamin, Mark Chisholm, Matt Hugh Dunning, Tatafu, Palotin out, Sokobi Kepu. Amazing stacked forwards. Backs, Adam Fryer, Ben Alexander, Peter Kimlin, David Pocock was apparently a freak that day. Luke Burgess, who was always... He played a squillion test, didn't he, actually? Luke Burgess. Lockie Turner, freak. Drew Mitchell. Their forwards.
Great team. Like, you
great
know...
Great team.
Good team. You know the people in...
And that's 2008, so it's not even that long ago. Barbarians forward pack. Jerry Collins, rest in peace. Richie McCaw, Schalk Berger. Tough as, right? Johan Muller, Bucky's Boyther. John Smith is the captain and hooker. He was a freak. George Gregan was even on the bench, so he must have been pretty old then. But, mate, that's rugby union, eh? Like, now if you tell me, Tom, to name... I don't know, three?
I was going to say one, but, you know.
I can't do it. And that sucks because I'm a rugby man at heart and pretty brutal. Anyway, are you planning to watch any rugby union?
Mate, I'll watch it on Gem and get probably like you if it's on this weekend and not with the NRL. I'm keen for the NRL to start. I've been watching more A-League than rugby, to be honest.
A-League?
I'd rather watch an A-League game than the rugby.
Is that like you rather watch NBL than the NBA?
Like, I'm
A-League?
I'm
who's your A-League team?
Oh, fuck, I'll watch any A-League game.
don't want to name it.
In front of rugby. No, I've seen Sydney FC games.
That's what I was saying. I would actually wouldn't mind going to FC v Western.
Wanderers. Wanderers?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're trying, trying to soccer fans.
Sydney FC, pretty good with Ryan Grant.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
A couple of the...
Yeah, I don't mind that, to be honest, but yeah.
Like next weekend, the AFL commences, right? Will I be watching the AFL or the Union? I'd probably say the AFL.
All right, let's put a little theory to. We were just talking off air.
AFL starts the week after the league.
Oh, week after, is
it?
Yeah, right, sorry.
Let's put a little poll here. We were just talking off air. I was saying that I've been smashing the American version of The Office, right? And I'm a notorious pommy office guy from back in the day. And I sort of never watched it. Didn't want to give in to, like, Steve Carell compared to Ricky Gervais, whatever. I've never been more hooked. I'm doing three or four episodes every single night in tears, hysterical, recording things, sending them to people going, this is genius, right? All right, so you got, let's say it's Thursday night, can't sleep. You've got Waratahs live v. The Force. You have Sydney FC v. Wellington Phoenix. Thank you. Cairns Taipans versus...
Adelaide Hawks? Or
yeah, they'll do. Yeah. Or you've got a couple of Office episodes. Where do you rank what comes in first?
Office.
Office is first?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Honestly, I'd probably watch all three games on KO at once if I could. But...
Oh, yes. Reach out, KO. Yeah.
Reach out, KO. Actually, no, the rugby wouldn't be on there. So I'd probably watch the A-League. I've seen The Office that many times, but I love it. It still comes up on my Facebook or all the great scenes. And
I think the one that came up the other day that I saw was the resuscitation one where Dwight starts
the face.
He wears the face, cuts them in half.
Stand alive. Stand alive.
Oh, my God. All right, Office is number one for me. Tars, but who was I say? A-League, can't do it. NBL, can't do it.
The Jack Jumpers, new Tasmanian
I'd probably go the NBL.
What, first?
No, after The Office.
Right.
Oh, soccer or Union. I have to go Union, then soccer. Yeah.
Soccer's tough to watch. Unless you... Oh, I don't know. I can watch big games, but I really struggle with the nil-all stuff and the 1-0...
But at least penalties
over under corners.
Yeah,
I know how
first
that works.
Goal scorer keeps you entertained for a while.
Speaking of basketball, there was a pretty cool bet that we saw come through today. Someone had $20 at 500-1. They needed 3 points, I think, and then last second they got it. Congrats to them. Any bets from UCOE basketball wise? I know it's like the most popular bet of any people's multis and stuff that come in. Basketball is literally, I think it's number one on people's wagering with all the bookies.
The biggest wagering
market. Yeah, everyone loves it, eh? Because you can do the same game multi.
Mate, there's like 150 markets
per game. I wonder who
game.
Came up with the same game multi. They must be. Who was first? What bookie?
Well, same race multis stupid have been a thing for a couple of years.
Have they? I've never heard of them.
but they were around for a while and then sort of disappeared and then came back. I reckon it sort of stemmed all from that. But even like you used to
Union,
be able to do,
there's no same game multi.
But you've been able to do like doubles and shit through games for a while.
Yeah, but it's not really the same. What about you? You're pretty big on it. You and a few of the boys at work love doing the NBA bets.
Yeah. You're smashing the cricket, the BBL.
BBL.
Oh,
I love
BBL.
The BBL.
Yeah.
BBL was big time.
Well, speaking of cricket then. Yeah. So I saw a thing, I don't know who it was, what game it was. Someone got 6-6-6-6-6 in an over last night. Don't know where it was or wherever. Did you told me something about Glenn Maxwell, the Big Show?
Yeah, I think Big Show, he just
What's
went
he done?
Nuts.
They're all playing. They're playing the series down in New Zealand at the moment.
I think might
what
be
did
done.
He do? Hit a
but,
chair or something?
Something else happened as well. Yeah, he smashed a chair and then he signed it and he's auctioned it off for charity. I thought it was a pretty good idea. But the other thing as well, apparently, like India and England are playing a test at the moment, and Kohli and Stokes have been going at each other like
love that.
Non-stop. The umpire had to like step in between them as well, because Kohli and like all the Pommy guys have been smashing Kohli on Twitter and stuff because Kohli keeps defending their pitches. And he's like, we don't give a fuck about any of our pitches. Like, we just play good cricket. And Michael Vaughan came back saying is that why you sacked the curator of the first test, which you lost, and which was a good point. But
I like Kohli.
Yeah.
I've always liked Kohli.
Kohli.
I love the ballsiness of him, how tough he is, and he's a big fan.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just looking up the results of that series, that exact series, England v. India. They're on their fourth test right now. That last test
was a debacle. It was ended, like, quicker than...
Yeah. They won by 10 wickets in the end.
Oh, wow.
And in the second innings, all they needed was 49
runs. In the second innings, there was more runs scored in the T20 game between Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Maxwell the other night last night, 70 off 31.
Yeah, he's a gun, eh? Well, didn't they all sell? What did he sell for in the auction?
Yeah, 2.5 mil. Him and...
And a few people missed out, didn't they?
Not Jai. Maybe it was Jai Richardson. One of the fast bowlers, yeah. They both went for 2.5. Steve Smith went for like
not
350.
Much. Yeah, not
like
much.
You normally think a bit more from him.
Mate. Also, how many games is it? 10 games or 10 weeks or something?
Oh, it's about, yeah, it's...
10 weeks?
Give or take.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's on perfect timing. Like, I was smashing him on KO as well. About that 10 o'clock.
Reach out, KO.
10 o'clock time. So you just watch a couple overs as you fall asleep was perfect.
Yeah, big dollars that. All right, let's go.
Just before we go racing, just reading as well, a couple of captains were asked about Israel Folau returning, including Cherry Evans.
About, really?
Okay, yeah.
When was this?
Today at the launch. Right. And you see, like, at the launch, apparently they had the goalpost on the barge.
Oh, I saw,
and Cleary's just nailing crossbar shots, like, non-stop. But, yeah, apparently Cherry was asked, and he's like, would you have Israel back in the game? He's like, yeah, I'd love to see him back for Queensland. But and they keep saying, like, if a club
most
wants
players,
to take him...
Most players are saying yes.
Yeah, they're saying if a club wants to take him, they'll probably accept him, but...
Who? Who's saying that?
The NRL, if they can come up with a decent thing, decent, like, parameters around him, but no club wants to take the risk.
Yeah.
Because
the backlash.
You saw the payout, the backlash, the payout with...
ARU, yeah.
The ARU, who've got no money left anyway.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Reach out to Manly, I'll take him at Manly.
I'll take him any day.
All right, racing. So, awesome time of year. Love this time of year, Tommy.
Can I just go through? So, tomorrow, we've got the Cameron at Newcastle, a Group 3.
Newmarket.
Rock won that last year, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
May have had a wager.
Saturday, Group 1s, couple of Group 1s in Sydney
Batiga
and Melbourne.
Batiga.
The coverage, I mean, the coverage of the Flemington and Randwick race.
It's the first day on the calendar, in 2021, that it's top to tail, race 1-9.
It's
cool. Listed stakes grade all the way through.
You pick autumn or spring?
Fucking just give me whatever.
I think I'm an autumn guy.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Big call.
Well, this week I finally know it's spring we're going into, right? No, it's autumn.
Yes, correct.
But then Sunday... We've got Tamworth qualifiers. We've got Black Opal Day. And then Monday, we've got Canberra and Adelaide Cups.
Cup, yeah.
It's Black Opal is, what's the name going there?
Rocket Tiger's going there.
Is probably staying that one. In Sydney, probably.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Rocket Tiger, Pretty Woman are going out of the Riesling and
Rocket Tiger's already out, yeah.
Yeah, they're both. I think they're both going to...
So,
Canberra. Apple.
Yeah. Whoever's listening to this before Newcastle races tomorrow or during the day, we got mail from Mr. Conquest before. He said a lot of chat about Batiga, which is second favourite to my old friend Cascadian. Batiga, $5 about an hour and a half ago. Now $4.40.
I'm jumping on Cascadian now.
Yeah, jump on Cascadian then. if whatever I'm on just gets rolled. What was the other one tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Cameron and the Newmarket.
What race is the Cameron?
No, I think Cameron's later. You're talking about the Newmarket, weren't you?
Yeah, I was talking about it. Yeah. Anyway, Saturday. So, all happening. One thing I want to touch on before. Enthar? Is he cooked? Or is it cooked? What is it? It's blown out to a stack. It was sitting at $6 forever. Ran around last time. Got pretty... It wasn't an awful run. I think the market sort of went a bit too far than what it was
fifth. Probably.
Yeah, but it only in the 100. By the 100. Yeah, I understand that like it needs
It was running four wide and then finally settled from the... It was drawn the car park. So, I mean, I think it's a forgive.
Do you think... Well, if you're saying that, then the money for the price in the Golden Slipper is... Should be snapped up.
I think so, yeah. I think it's still great value.
What is it? 15 now.
Yeah.
And Remark's 9. Who was it that said... What was the comment about Remark?
They reckon it's the next... Like, Farlap. Next Farlap, yeah.
I heard Tommy Berry was really keen on it and like he rode Halal as well, who's done pretty well, but he thought Remark was lengths better.
Yeah.
So,
enough said, really.
I just, again, with both, Enthar had the injury leading up to the week and then went really hard before. I think I still want to see it run 1200 before you can back it in Slipper. But the thing will be if it runs well in a 1200 before the Slipper, then everyone's going to back it. So, you can take the risk now. A lot of people say you got to lose a race before you win the Slipper. Happened with Farnham.
It's true.
And a few others.
And happened with a few, hasn't it?
Because if you've already got the prize money to be qualified, like in the field for the Slipper, you don't want to go 120%.
No,
it's not your grand final yet, so you want to.
And what horse last time did slip Blue Diamond into Slipper? I couldn't.
I think there's only been one.
I've asked a few people.
I reckon there's three.
One in the last few years.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, it's been a long time then, Coe, if that's the case.
That could have, yeah.
We'll go to a couple of races for Saturday.
But the other thing with Remark as well, it was meant to run last week and it had a bit of an injury as well. So, like, again, you're just profiting.
You're getting $9.
Going pretty well. Stainside's going pretty well.
It'd be interesting, that race on the weekend.
A lot of people specking that Animore as well, running pretty well in that Blue Diamond and a lot of speed. Yeah, for sure. I can see why. A bit of specking around for it. I still think Home Affairs has done nothing wrong. Yeah, it's running weaker races, but it's been running pretty well. But yeah, it's a fucking ripping race.
I was going to go to Flemington first, but let's do Randwick. We're talking Randwick. So the first race kicking off, Fireball Stakes, is Wild Ruler. $2 short favourite. One of your horses, Mamarigan, is there at 14s. But you got like Andermatt, which is a good win last time. Rachel King, she's flying. Tommy Gold, please, you're out there. But to me, I would lean towards Andermatt at 440 than taking Wild Ruler at 2s.
Yeah, Andermatt went pretty well.
Great win. It was about that. It was against that Vowmaster, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, good win.
Well, Vowmaster generously.
I don't know. I think Wild Ruler might be. I think it might be a bit of a favourite say at Randwick, and
that's
I think
what I'm thinking
Wild
too.
Ruler might start. But you're right, Andermatt keeps stepping up, keeps performing pretty well, and James Cummings happy to have a shot there. I think it's out of the top three. Everyone was talking about Vowmaster, and then didn't do a lot.
It was swimming up in the yard. Sorts, yeah.
$5, like if it turns it on, like it wouldn't be a shock at all.
Todman is going to be pretty good, right, to see where we're at for the Slipper. So Profiteer, short favourite, 230. You've got Stay Inside, 310, and Remark is there as well at 440. Pretty rough is the rest. Is Profiteer, I don't know, this is like a pretty key race, right? 230 to 310.
Massively, and they're talking that they might not lead with it
as
well.
What is Profiteer open at?
Which might be the thing, it might be the, just net. As you said, Coey, it's already qualified for the Slipper, so
it doesn't need to go.
Maybe they just go. All right, we'll just see if this horse can take a sit, and if the horse can't take a sit,
Yeah, more or less. It could be just a lead up run.
Well, this might be a nothing, no bet raise.
It could be the other thing. It could be the other way. It could go, fuck it. It might go better taking a sit. Yeah. It might just settle and do everything right.
Is it just a practice? See where we should, what we should do.
But I think at the end of the day, the regardless of tactics, I don't think that Profiteer or what's the other one? Stay Inside. Actually, Stay Inside needs the prize money, doesn't it? For Profiteer's sake, I think it'll go around just at 80% rather than 100%.
I think tough.
It's already guaranteed a slot. Essentially, it's just going around because it's 3 weeks out to the slipper. Oh, no, sorry, 2 weeks out to the slipper.
Was Farnham in the slipper last year?
Yes.
And it also won the Todman?
Yes.
So, mate, it could be a thing here, Tommy.
A lot of horses have done.
Yeah.
Done the soapy bubble.
Yeah, the soapy bubble. Next is Riesling. That's race three. Favourite is Swift Witness for the Waterhouse. Timmy Clark. Just wonder if they'll lead. Vianello. What else you got? Joyous Legend.
It's definitely the weaker of the two. Yeah, it's 2 year old.
Bit of a
races.
Boring race. Like,
the Godolphin's interesting. Oh, the Vianello. Yeah. That came second behind Stay Inside that couple of weeks ago. Not much to really report. I mean, Swift Witness. It wouldn't be a golden slipper without Gay Waterhouse, surely, right?
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty boring race compared to the
top. Oh, yeah, big time. So, I mean, Swift Witness could show up and just brain them. Mm. It'd probably lead, being a Gay Waterhouse. Did nothing at the Magic Millions. Did okay in the lead-up week, but, yeah, boring race. Get me out of it.
The Randwick City Stakes is an interesting one with Sacramento. That's favourite, but a pretty much equal favourite with Mount Popper. They're both about 280, 290. Entente, though, another Waterhouse runner. Could be a little smoky, the 550.
Might be Joel Nomed as well. I think
it is, actually.
The Canberra Cup on
that's
Monday.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure. It's really interesting. Sacramento did so well and is in really good form. But Mount Popper, there's just something special about this horse. And, yeah, it's hard to split those two. Like, really. Collide, again, is Chris Lee's international.
It wanted a dry track as well. That's why it scratched a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So, I think it's out of the two, but... yeah, I might just go with a bit of form. Who's winning at the moment with Sacramento? But
is Clipperton? I didn't mention that. Is Clipperton on?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting race. Nature Strip coming around. $1.45. Keep me out. Not taking it. I got told today to maybe have a wager on Written Beauty. $6. I know Brad Gray told me to back Written Beauty. He said poison odds $1.45. We'll probably win, but if you want to back something, you back Written Beauty at $6. I think it was $8 originally, though. Eduardo might fly and try and lead, too. It's going to be a... How much speed is in this? The Odyssey?
Space Boy.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, yep. Oh, it's ridiculous.
This is going to be a cool race. And Nature Strip's drawn eight, though, as well.
Jungle Edge leads as well. Yeah. So there's going to just fly.
Well, it's going to be going good. So whether Jungle Edge even runs...
Steph Thornton's come down to ride the Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
I love this race.
It's going to be... But remember what happened when Nature Strip debuted at $1.45 last prep? I know it's its second up run, and it did pretty well in the Lightning with Jamie Carr, but...
Unfortunately, you get J-Mac on
it. You can't take $1.45.
No. I think it does win, but...
Yeah,
you take Britain Beauty to place at $1.55 or $60 or whatever it is.
Or you go standout Nature Strip, standout Written Beauty.
Oh, you're talking my field language. Field. You mean... Oh, no, please.
Same race, multi.
Yeah.
Standout. Race of the Big Six, maybe a standout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Race six, which is the Winona Girl quality. Short favourite is Eminat. Great win last start. Don't know if it justifies $1.75, but it was enormous. So it went around at 3:30, I think. Defeated, I think, Black Magnum from memory. $1.75, very short. Miss King aboard. She's getting a lot of rides for
Godolphin. Ring a ding ding.
She's getting a lot of rides for Godolphin. Fiesta's there. Probably the next line of betting, I think it is, along with Positive Peace.
Yes.
Emanate win.
$1.70, again, same as Nature Strip. $1.75 is unders, but it looks the clear winner. I think Fiesta, you gotta think Fiesta's probably up there in a decent price to win this race, but again, the way Rachel King rode this horse the other day, you just can't see any other result. Jen Rules is returning well. I'd love to see Andrew Atkins get a winner.
I think it's probably a roughie to back.
Yeah. In positive pace, this is the time when Bjorn gets his horses going.
How good was his video his he put girls, up? Yeah. I posted it as well the other day, like showing your trainer. He loves it and lives it as well. The Renwick Guineas, you had a good crack at Aegon last night, despite the drift. Great win. I think it's, what is it going, Cody? Five on the run or five on the trot or something? It's 1-5, so six. Yeah. Six on the, mate. So it's undefeated. Bowman for the Murray Baker, $2.30. But you've got a bunch of others in there. You've got Peltzer, you've got North Pacific, you've got Mwanga, which is for Annabelle Neesham now. That might get some of my cash. Even something like Harmony Rose is there at like 16s or something. But yeah, how's Aegon going to go in the Guineas?
I want to just throw a futures straight out in front. I reckon win, lose or draw for Mwanga this weekend. Backing him for the Rosehill Guineas. Currently $8. I think that's the 2,000. I think it'll naturally improve off the back of this being a mile. I think $8 is juicy. Tasty stuff.
I don't mind that. I actually do like that. What do you reckon, Tommy?
Mate, I'm a big Aegon fan. I've heard the reincarnation of Farlap for this horse as
Did
well.
Did you back this futures or anything? You got any price for it?
Yeah, in a multi that... he's dead. With Anthar to win the Blue Diamond.
Oh, Debo.
And the big question is this horse going to go into... we're just watching... Zach's cat just trying to climb a counter or something.
Oh, yeah, jump up. Check out the... Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
he's having a look around.
He's just having a...
But honestly, I think there's been a bit of worry with Aegon and people saying he was sweating up last start but still did amazing.
That gap helped. And Huey is good on those sort of rides, eh?
Yeah, people saying it's a wet track. I don't think it matters. I just think this is the best horse in the race. One we haven't spoken about is Peltzer, undefeated 100%. At Randwick.
Big time.
And I have been on most times, but I've backed Mwanga already here, and Coey's just talked me out.
But we were talking as well, Zach. Do you reckon he gets shorter, Aegon, on the day?
Yes.
I think so as well.
I can't remember who I talked to about this today or yesterday. I reckon it starts $2, maybe even $1.90. People are going to come for it from the last run, right? Especially... I don't know what weather or stuff we're expecting, but
it's good for
people follow this sort of stuff. Oh, it's 1-5 in a row. Cool, let's jump on that. That might be like,
you know what I think as well.
Stupid money, but
it might even start with like a couple of favourites winning. If people have gone the all ups, say Wild Ruler into
True
Sacramento, Nature Strip, Emanate, Aegon, like it could start getting real short, but I think it wins. I just think it wins. Whether they keep going for guineas. There's a talk, Coey, you might be across your New Zealand form a bit more as well. Baker Forsman have got another horse in the New Zealand Derby on Saturday.
Correct. Frontsman? Yeah,
I think there's a bit of chat that might be their Derby horse.
Yeah, it's...
Not Aegon. They might...
Yeah, big time.
As everyone's saying, maybe the mile is perfect for... Aegon looking at a Doncaster.
That's correct. So
they could do the soapy bubble.
Because it's at the moment, even listening to Forsman speak about it yesterday, they're not sure which way. They're going to run this race as the feeler. See how the horse pulls up, obviously, this and the other. If they think the mile's the best, because they don't know. They really don't know. Coming over the ditch, it's obviously handled the conditions first up, but, you know, how's the rest of the preparation going to go? Because it's got the option to go here for the Randwick Guineas, Rosehill Guineas next up, and then possibly go to QE.
Yeah.
Or it could go this one, Randwick Guineas, maybe a lead up, and then the Doncaster if it wants to stay in the mile. They're bringing some great calibre horses, and... The Kiwis are killing it. Probabil,
I like
Aegon.
Yeah, mate, I'm with you.
Tiaki, I did it last year. Avantage. Yeah, they've got a really strong...
Jamie Richards, mate, as well.
Yeah, killing
it. Where are that fella? Good race, the Canterbury Stakes. Bivouac is our $2.70 favourite. I think I found one in Madame Rouge at odds. $23. Maybe I didn't. Maybe that was Paul Joyce. But, Tom, you spoke to Joycey today. Paul Joyce, why does he like Madame Rouge at $23?
He was actually pretty adamant. He was talking on Formline tonight. The way the race shapes up...
J-Mac, Chris Waller. It's pretty unusual you see that combo at $23.
He said he had it as an $8 chance.
Right.
and just that's just ridiculous. Like you just got to back it. There's question marks around all these other horses. I mean,
Bivouac unders.
Bivouac
was ordinary that up the straight, eh?
Savitiano, it's been solid that first run.
Crusader, who knows what happens with Tommy when he's on them.
Dreamforce has been beating up some horses in these Wait for Age races. Does it lead? Samadout, Dreamforce.
Samadout, if it brings its
Dawn
wing,
Passage.
Like 2019 form.
Dawn Passage will try and lead.
It won a Group 1 over the 1400, so I mean, it being a little bit shorter first up in a Group 1 race, I don't see it cut. I mean, if it's come back fully fit, and I don't think Bjorn's going to not bring it back 100% because it's previous issues.
Yeah. Mate, I'm all for a bit of Madame Rouge. I think we all jumped on just before. So
ran pretty well first up as well. And second up, I think, will be fine.
To come home strong, I've just noticed your horses going around in the last time. Natoya, $26, did open 26, so sat friendless. Any mail for that? Should we be backing it when it's the poise aboard?
I think she's going pretty well, Natoya.
Needs wet?
Yeah, she doesn't need it. I think she goes just as well as good. I think few runners. I think the big problem is going to be for her is there's not a lot of speed. We've been talking about all these other races where there's speed for days. This race, there's not a lot at all.
We're talking slugsy, yeah.
Yeah,
Emily's a favourite at $4. Pretty good win, I think, last start.
Yeah, well, actually, it's probably left with the lead, to be honest, and it might get a real soft lead and just keep going.
That and Rock O'Clock. I mean, you're looking at this, it's mostly on-speed horses that are closer to the favouritism.
What about something like Lelude, 15s?
Its run wasn't too bad.
That first up win was
huge.
Yeah,
first win was good.
Mm.
Shall we go to Flemington? See, we're not all just always about Sydney. I'm just going to grab the first race first, the Tab Australian Cup. 50 Stars is your favourite, but I am all over Paradis. What are your thoughts here? We got 50 Stars, 460. Paradis is 6. I was talking to Gerald Middleton. He's a big Paradis fan as well. He was all over it. Shared Ambition is there. Defibrillate, which has been a punter's friend for the last couple. I think it's looking for 4 or 5 on the trot.
Pending on the photo.
Yeah, depending on that. Jamie Carr, obviously, anything she rides, people are going to back. She's $12 into 9 for Steel Prince. You know, Best of Days is there, whatever. But what do you reckon? Are you a 50 Stars man, Tommy, or are you going to follow me in on Paradis?
Honestly, I actually like Steel Prince. I think second up will be a lot better than that.
$9. First up.
Jamie Carr's just going so well at the moment. It's run against Order of the Garda in the Foundation Cup. Yeah, it wasn't great. Second up last time, came third in the what was it? Peter Young.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And we're not always Sydney. I haven't looked at Melbourne too much yet, but I'm a big fan of Steel Prince, and I think I'll be following it through the prep. I think its prep last time, apart from Melbourne Cup, was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Actually, all last year, it's been handled pretty well. So it's a horse I'll be following. Defibrillate keeps coming through. It's actually a really tough race. Who's to say fucking Humidor can't come out and win? And
I think I'm in Shared Ambitions camp at the moment.
Getting $11.
$11. Second up record, 5 stars, 3 wins, 1 second. I think the last start it just got lit by Parody by 0.8.
My boy.
I think it just maps well. I mean, the further he goes up in trip, the better it is because he probably prefers 1.5 miles, that kind of ballpark. Probably looking for 2,400, that kind of thing. But his second up record, great to follow. He's pretty versatile. He's won from everywhere between the mile and 2,800. So shouldn't be an issue. And the track down there is in pretty tip-top condition. So, yeah, $11. You can see me.
Well, hopefully one of us get the chocolates here. What do you reckon, Tom?
It's almost a field job. Honestly, there's some of these long shots. Like, Australia Cup every year produces something that...
Did Harlem win it last year?
I thought it was Harlem or... Yeah.
I think it won last year.
Did it win the last 2 years? Is that the race?
Harlem?
Yeah.
Was it the one that won at huge odds?
Yeah, massive. It's a massive race. So many times you just get a different result when you run these long races over
I've got a feeling
Flemington. All these horses are different stage of their prep?
We're running in the Tab app at the moment, but I'm guessing, I've got a feeling
50 this Stars won it last year. Harlem won it 2019 and 18.
Ah, that's
there
it.
You go. And
Humid all the year before.
Harlem was Jamie Carr's first Group 1 ever, I
correct.
Think.
Correct, yep.
101.
Yep. Yeah. No, $61 for Michael Walker, starting price, and then $30-something for Jamie Carr.
What about last Saturday as well, the $250 Luna Fox?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Luna Fox.
Jeez.
Yeah, I loved some of the quaddy shots, people that backed. I saw someone backed it by mistake up in Queensland, yeah. 25 each way, just kept the ticket.
A great
some
mistake.
Some bloke did the quaddy, like... Outstanding.
I will say that run of Cherry Tortoni was ridiculous.
But no one's caring once they see that 250. That's the biggest odds for a Group 1.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. September Run's going around as well. That's in the Newmarket Handicap, Race 6, Flemington.
Wins.
So yeah. I reckon. $2.10. Let's see what it opened up at.
Sadly, but yeah.
It opened at 240, so people have come for it.
When I swatched that, it's a decent second favourite, and I think probably over the odds at $7. But again, like everyone's coming to September Run, that first start run was massive, loves the straight. It's just such a good horse.
It won't lose.
Yeah.
Last race is Personal. That's your favourite. $2.90 with Yes Baby Yes is there as well. And Miss Guggenheim at $6, but Personal is pretty good. Goes all right for Dabenigan Hayes, D. Oliver aboard, second up. What is it? One from one, second up.
Don't really have much to add to this race.
Wins?
I mean, I reckon it's not a bad multi, getting put Personal onto September Run here.
We're talking about earlier, Mabusha goes to Melbourne as well a bit earlier on. I think Oxley Road looks a great bet.
Yeah, that's earlier on in
well.
The day, isn't it?
$3.10.
And another one for the punters. I think if you want to get on the future side of things, September Run for the TJ, I think...
Is it going there?
I think it will. I think it will if it wins this. $8 at the moment. It'll be... Being a filly, young filly, I think it's four, is it? It'll be down on weights. Mm. I think everything matches up for...
Don't make it a mare, Coey.
Yeah, sorry. Mare. And then if you're feeling generous, you could probably...
That's no, 3-year-old filly, so yeah.
So then you'll... Could consider taking it to the Everest.
I'll give you one interesting one. You're talking about futures. Is our old friend Creadaris ran second from, like it does, it goes so far back and always comes flying home. It's done nothing but fuck punters.
Can I
since
tell you?
Day one. And yes, you did back think
no,
it over.
Not only did I back think you it were following. Over, I was following Creadaris because that was the run.
Right.
Like you just thought she was going to get there. I was on Think It Over, $25 at 41s, and
just because we followed it last
prep, you just can't not watch it.
So the interesting thing, the end of that night, I got a text saying, how much pain can you take? So I don't, what does that mean? Career Terrace goes to Ajax next start, ballot and penalty free into the Donny if it wins, has 50 kilos, $34 tab. That's way too big, right?
How much do you have on it?
Little bit. But knowing me, all
is that
in, 100? Whatever.
Is that, yeah.
Then I said, why is that pain? Because he's done nothing but fuck punters his entire career. If it wins the Ajax, obviously it's going to start at like $5 or something, right? Mm-hmm. It's been already backed into 21 now. Aegon's your favourite at 7 for the Donny. Colette, Funstar, and then Creadaris. It's fourth on the line of betting. So $21 are still overs too, because it's going to go the Ajax. It should win the Ajax. I don't know. If anyone wants to have a little futures play there, I think you're still getting pretty good odds.
I think the Aegon bet is quite intriguing. Like, I think if you think it's going to go to the Doncaster, you go to the Doncaster. You don't back it in both.
No.
So, yeah.
That's the issue you got there. That's
like, I mean, I reckon Crydearis is a great fucking chance.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. Nothing has ever come off me with the futures stuff, but all right, last thing I want to look at before we wrap up is the All-Star Mile, which is in 2 weeks. Voting's been done. You got Equal Favourites in Arcadia Queen and Probabil. Mugatu, Behemoth, Russian Camelot, Star of the Seas, Mr. Quickie, Shout the Bar, Sir Dragon Egg, Glamour, Luna Fox gets a start. The Horovian is there. Horovian was pretty ordinary the other day
in
its race, but... thoughts on the All-Star Mile? A bit of a novelty? Is it just a bit of a waste of time?
It's actually not a bad field.
It's not a bad field.
I'm going to watch any race that has Probabil and Arcadia Queen in it. Yeah. Those two are going to race each other for a while, and it's going to be fucking belters every time.
Mugatu was a pretty good run last
time. Mugatu too, yeah.
Is Karen booked on Probabil?
No,
anyone know?
No, Probably. Not sure. I assume so. He's going to probably go to Melbourne. I don't know.
Well, he's been there for a couple of weeks now, so I'm actually not sure.
He's back here. He's back in Sydney this week.
Oh, he is back in Sydney. Yeah, I know the you know, the Western Kings on Arcadia.
The Wizard.
The Wizard himself.
Yeah. It's gonna be so much fun. I love Probability. And he missed. How good was Arcadia Queen?
Like, no, but Arcadia Queen, he's got one to get back on Arcadia because he missed out. Remember flying back?
Yeah.
During the spring carnival.
Yeah, he had to go quarantine for 2 weeks and missed out on group one for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he wanted to go back home for the Masters series.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. Like, I mean, it's the biggest time for Western Australia, so.
I still had a theory there that he could have ridden it, gone straight to the airport, got home because of the time difference, been exactly 2 weeks to get to the track, but I'm sure they wouldn't have allowed it, but.
It's good.
Whatever.
It's a fun time of year. I love a bit of spring. This is always a good, like, coming into good racing and then coming into footy.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
That's so sick. That's the difference with spring because you're trying to ending footy and stuff with that carnival, but this, you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, big time. It's great to see that footy's back. Crowds are back.
Yeah.
Sky needs to be on KO, right?
It'd be pretty handy, yeah.
Yeah. We might have to talk to the big wigs. That would be our saying. If you could do the quad screen.
Quad screen.
Quad screen with Sky on it as well.
It's probably save me.
All right, boys. Pleasure. Plenty more happening. We'll give more of a footy update with some of the lads.
Yes, I've got a couple of bets.
Oh, talk to me. Yeah, more for it. Best of the punters.
I think Rocket Tiger wins Black Opal.
This is on Sunday?
Yeah, I think Remark will run in Sydney. I like it there, but I think Rocket Tiger, if it was trained by a big stable, it would be so short. It's ridiculous. It's run
$9.50.
$9.50 now, but when Remark comes out
at $2.15,
it's going to change it a bit. And I still think you might get five, six dollars.
Yeah, you'll be.
And
about
I think
that.
That'll be very delicious. Kathy will go down and ride it. She's been riding it so well.
I'm hoping that it doesn't, like, its last run, it was greener than grass. Yeah. Right? Like, I'm hoping that it comes back and that's switched him on a little bit. I don't know if there's any gear tinkering, but I like the bet, Rocket Tiger.
Beautiful. Mm. Any others?
Yeah, Deptford Fairies runs at Tamworth in the qualifier as well. It's $8.50. Dylan Gibbons, that. Cody Morgan.
He's flying Dylan Gibbons, and he had a good day as well today.
I think this horse is really good. I think it's a city class horse, and it brained him at Tamworth last start. I think $8.50.
When's Tamworth?
You have to remember,
fantastic on
Dylan
Sunday
Gibbons
as well.
Is getting rod from Godolphin now. So
really?
He got a couple at Kembla the other day.
Yeah, great.
That's good.
So I like it. He's willing to travel. He's got a 3 kilo claim. They obviously recognise he's riding well.
He's a tall kid, so
yeah.
I hope he rides a lot now because
looks exactly like his old man.
Yeah, but he might struggle rides when he gets a bit older.
Yeah, he's kind of got that build like a James Orman sort of guy. He's that tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. And if you're listening,
contact.
Push Bottega as well tomorrow. Get it home for me. Thank you, lads.
Manly for the spoon.
Oh, God. I actually heard someone had taking bets yesterday at work, the other day at work. He was $200 with a bunch of people that the Broncos would make the 8.
What?
Yeah, Trav.
Yeah, he
bet Hurls and Alex $200 I'll make the 8.
He realised he was. He was like,
why is he doing that at 2-1? Because
he knew. Just an idiot. Running his mouth.
And that's what happens.
One for Queensland. On the drive in, I was telling Tommy that Stiffmeister in the first at
Stiffmeister.
By Hot Mama.
Mama. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
In the first race at Eagle Farm, probably the classiest 2-year-old in that race, hands down.
Paying?
$2.50.
Fine.
Last start. Watch it. Watch the replay. I think it just
The Stiffmeister.
I think it lobs.
Mr. Rod and Stu Kendrick.
Beautiful. Yeah, Michael Rod riding a Stiffmeister.
Rod on the Stiffmeister.
Lovely. All right. Thank you, boys.
Hey, Rick.
See ya.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your mates or share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at Give Us A Spell Pod. Feel free to get in touch with us. We love hearing from our listeners and having a chat with you. If it's anything about sport or racing or a punt that you had, you won or lost, we love hearing it. If you haven't left a review yet on Apple Podcasts or on Facebook, please do. It does wonders for us growing the show. And there's plenty in our archives from previous interviews from all the stars in rugby and racing. So be sure to check those out. Happy punting.